بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد, in continuation of our previous discussions on how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم interacted with various category of people, and we are still on the topic of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم interacting with his wives and how he took care of them and behaved with his wives. عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يعوذ بعض أهله يمسح بيده اليمنى ويقول اللهم رب الناس اذهب الباس اشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. بخاري ومسلم. So this hadith, عائشة رضي الله عنها reports that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to, when one of his wives feels ill or sickness, suffers from sickness, the Prophet ﷺ used to wipe his hand over the place of pain, and he used to recite this dua. And I think this is a good dua for us also to memorize and practice it in our life. This is a prophetic medicine for illness, for any kind of sickness. Allahumma Rabbin Nas, O Allah, the Lord of mankind. Idhab al-bas, take away the illness. Ishfi anta shafi, give cure, because you are the one who has the power to cure. La shifa illa shifa, there is no cure except through you. Shifa an la yughadiru saqama, a cure that leaves no disease behind. Shifa an la yughadiru saqama. Very nice and small dua. And in our in the context of our discussion, this shows how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wipes his hand and take care of his wives, and makes this dua to his wives. And this could be generalized to any kind of other situations. another incidence that shows how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to take care as well as have empathy towards others, especially towards his wife, and used to tolerate so much things that happens in the day-to-day interactions between husband and wife. عن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما قال جاء أبو بكر يستأذن على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Once it happened that Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه came to the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم while the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was in the room of Aisha, in the house of Aisha, Abu Bakr's daughter. فسمع عائشة وهي رافعة صوتها على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The moment when she reached, it happened so that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and Aisha, they were having dispute, and Aisha is raising her voice. Okay, so he could hear from outside that the voice of Aisha is very loud, shouting the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأذن له فدخل. So he took permission, he sought permission, and Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم let him in. And then Abu Bakr started to pour his anger on Aisha. Ya ibnata umm Ruman wa tanawalaha atarfa'ina sawtaki ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he called her with this, not with the name Aisha, which might be a very pleasant name. No, he called her with the name Yabnata umm Ruman, referring to her mother, the daughter of umm Ruman. And then he said, and he started to beat her, tanawalaha. Okay? And said, أَتَرْفَعِينَ صَوْتَكَ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. How dare you raise your voice over the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Okay? And it seems that Aisha, she ran away and he was running behind her. Okay? Trying to beat her. فَحَالَ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا. At that moment, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came and protected Aisha from the wrath of Abu Bakr. فلما خرج أبو بكر جعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لها يترضاها. So eventually Abu Bakr left. He left the house of the Prophet ﷺ. And then the Prophet ﷺ came to Aisha with a very pleasing voice, telling her, أَلَا تَرَيْنَا أَنِّي قَدْ حُلْتُ بَيْنَ الرَّجُلِ وَبَيْنَكِ. Haven't you seen that how I protected you from this man who was here? Okay. So it happened that ثُمَّ جَاءَ أَبُو بَكْرَ. Maybe after some time, Abu Bakr came. فَاسْتَأْذَنَ عَلَيْهِ فَوَجَدَهُ يُضَاحِكُهَا. Okay. So all this moment of quarrel ended. So the second time when Abu Bakr came Prophet ﷺ and Aisha were laughing, and they were talking in friendly talk, okay? And they were laughing to each other. فَأَذِنَ لَهُ فَدَخَلَ. This time also, he sought permission and he entered. فَقَالَ لَهُ فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرَ لِرَسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَشْرِكَانِ فِي سِلْمِكُمَا كَمَا أَشْرَكْتُمَانِ فِي حَرْبِكُمَا. So Abu Bakr, he was amazed to see that how this situation turned 360 degrees, 180 degrees. So he said that, O Prophet ﷺ, include me in your peace time as you have included me in your fighting time. This is in Imam Ahmad's riwayah. So this shows that how Prophet ﷺ tolerated his wife's raising her voice, and also it shows how the Prophet, how Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu how much he respected the Prophet ﷺ. So he immediately started to scold Aisha radiallahu anha for this behavior. I would imagine situation like our days when in-laws comes, immediately he will take the side of his daughters, okay, against the husband, this thing. So this is the difference between them and us. In another riwayah, in a hadith that is narrated by Aisha, actually it is an Aswad, one of the Tabi'in, he said that سألت عائشة ما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصنع في بيته. So this Tabi'in, he inquired from Aisha what the Prophet ﷺ used to do in his house. So Aisha radiallahu anhu replied saying, كان يكون في مهنة أهلي فإذا حضرت الصلاة خرج إلى الصلاة. So he said that the Prophet ﷺ used to get busy in the houseworks, in the daily houseworks that a husband does in the house. But when it comes to the prayer, Adhan, he just immediately leaves everything and goes for prayer. Okay. In another riwayah, what is this nature of houseworks? It was explained further. Okay. It is also Aisha radhiallahu anha saying that كَانَ يَخِيطُ ثَوْبَهُ وَيَخْصِفُ نَعْلَهُ وَيَعْمَلُ مَا يَعْمَلُ الرِّجَالُ فِي بُيُوتِهِمْ. Okay. He said that and in another riwayah, كَانَ يُفْلِي ثَوْبَهُ وَيَحْلِبُ شَاتَهُ وَيَخْدِمُ نَفْسَهُ. Okay. So among the things she mentioned that he used to mend his clothes, okay, and also he used to mend his shoes if there is anything wrong with it, and also to milk the goat, okay, and this kind of houseworks that the Prophet ﷺ used to get involved. But when it came to Salah, he would immediately rush to the Salah. This hadith, along with some other hadith we mentioned previously, shows that how the Prophet ﷺ was successful in joining between the dunya and akhirah. Okay, he never left something in the expense of the other. This is the balanced life the Prophet ﷺ led. If you remember, some weeks back we said that the Prophet ﷺ used to lean his head in the thigh of Aisha radhiallahu anha and recite the Quran. Okay, also that shows this combination of these two things together, which is sometimes difficult, and we do not take much attention in this kind of things. Here is an incident by Safiya radiallahu anha, one of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ. Anas narrates that talking about Safiya, لَمَّا أَرَادَتْ صَفِيَّةَ أَنْ تَرْكَبَ الْبَعِيرِ قَالَ أَنَسْ رَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُحَوِّي لَهَا وَرَاءَهُ بِعِبَاءَةٍ ثم يجلس عند بعيره فيضع ركبته وتضع صفية رجلها على ركبته حتى تركب. You know that those days, the camels is very high, okay? High animal, okay? So Prophet ﷺ, when Safiya came to ride her camel, the Prophet ﷺ came and يحوي لها رداه. Prophet ﷺ made her cloak around her so that when she rides on the ba'ir, on the camel, she is not exposed. Okay. And then the Prophet ﷺ kneeled down and make her knee, his knee, Prophet ﷺ's knees on the ground, and Safiya will put her foot on the knee of the Prophet ﷺ, and then she would ride the camel. How Prophet ﷺ made this ladder, okay, for her allowed her to ride as camel. A final incident I would mention here before ending this session. عن شريح بن هاني قال سألت عائشة قلت بأي شيء كان يبدأ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل بيته قالت بالسواك. So again, Shuraih ibn Hani, a tabi'i, asked Aisha radiallahu anha. So all this incident shows that how Aisha was providing to the ummah the knowledge of what used to happen inside the house. Because no other sahabi could narrate these things. And that shows the excellence of Aisha and how she contributed in narrating to us the later generations, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in so many things. So Shuraih ibn Hani asked Aisha, what was the first thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did after entering his house? Aisha replied, as-siwak, using the siwak, okay? Taking care of the hygiene and smell of the mouth, alayhi salatu wasalam. And that shows that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before starting to in his interaction inside the house, how he used to take care of himself, okay? And that adds to the relationship in the house, to prepare oneself before interacting with the family members here. And since I mentioned the siwak, I would just like to end my session with this small statement by Ibn al-Qayyim that shows where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which situation he used to use the siwak. قال ابن القيم وكان صلى الله عليه وسلم يحب السواك. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved this miswak. وكان يستاك مفطرا وصائما. While he was fasting or not fasting, he used to always love to do the siwak. ويستاك عند الانتباه من النوم. When he used to wake up in the morning before Fajr. So when upon waking up, he used to make the siwak. وعند الوضوء, at the time of wudu. وعند الصلاة, and the time of salah. So these are the places where the Prophet ﷺ used to siwak. وعند دخول المنزل, also from this hadith, at the time of entering the house. وكان يستاك بعود الأراك, and he used to choose the أراك. You know, this is the root of this tree of أراك. He used to use that tree root, which is usually the siwak you will find nowadays. This is the one he used for his siwak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us, grants us knowledge, and makes us implement some of the things we learned today, inshallah, in our daily life. Allahu a'lam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.